Through faith our sins are washed away, August 22nd.
The Cleansing Blood.
Whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God.
The blood of the spotless Lamb of God the believers apply to their own hearts. Looking upon the great antitype, we can say, it is Christ that died, yea rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. The Son of God came voluntarily to accomplish the work of atonement. There was no obligatory yoke upon him, for he was independent and above all law. The angels, as God's intelligent messengers, were under the yoke of obligation. No personal sacrifice of theirs could atone for the guilt of fallen man. Christ alone was free from the claims of the law to undertake the redemption of the sinful race. He had power to lay down his life and to take it up again. The blood of Christ is efficacious, but it needs to be applied continually. God not only wants his servants to use the means he has entrusted to them for his glory, but he desires them to make a consecration of themselves to his cause. The Savior is bending over the purchase of his blood, saying with inexpressible tenderness and pity, "Wilt thou be made whole?" He bids you arise in health and peace. He will set free the captive that is held by weakness and misfortune and the chains of sin. We must exercise that living faith, which will penetrate the clouds that, like a thick wall, separate us from heaven's light.